Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Our topic for today is a simple art of meditation. With us here in the studios today, Sister Jayanti, the European director of the Brahma Kumaris. You're welcome, Sister Jayanti.
Thank you.
Sister Jayanti, the Nano-90s, in the Nano-90s, the buzzword is meditation. In the very beginning, we think that meditation is something that conjures images of monks in saffron robes or saints and sages on a pilgrimage in the caves. But today, meditation is being offered as seminars, courses, in gymnasium, even spas and hotel resorts. So is meditation just fashionable now?
I think so. I think whenever there's a need for something, then there's a fashion that comes up. But simply because meditation is fashionable doesn't mean that it's not essential. You know, when it's winter time and it's fashionable to wear an overcoat, it's fashion, but it's also a need. In the same way, I personally think that meditation is a response to the needs of our times, because we're under so much pressure that the human being reacts with a lot of stress to all of that. And meditation is the most effective way to be able to deal with stress and be able to manage our life in today's situation.
So if meditation is a need of the hour, where is the hour in the day? Right from juggling careers, home life, people don't even have time to go for a holiday. When do you find a spot for meditation?
It's not a question of making extra time for meditation. Yes, one might need to create a little bit of space to learn initially, but more it's a question of allowing meditation to be integrated within my life, which is what special Raj Yoga meditation is about, because Raj Yoga is the integration of meditation into our lifestyle, so that it's not that I'm having to go away on a retreat somewhere and only then I meditate. Yes, I can do that also, but meditation is giving myself space and time in here. Because we have enough space and time in which we're doing all sorts of things which are not so useful. Even watching television. I hope that watching this program is useful. But say you watch the news, then after the news there's all sorts of things that come and you just sit there and you're watching and you're not bothering to turn off the TV. So people do have enough time for the things that are important. But we need to be able to prioritize and see what is it that's important for me. And when I can do that, then I'll begin my day with meditation and have a higher state of awareness through the day so that I'm able to maintain that consciousness and do the things I need to do with a better quality of consciousness.
If I can stop you there a little bit. You said meditation, or specifically the Raj Yoga meditation, is something that I can do just by elevating my consciousness. So I could be meditating when I'm drinking my coffee at Starbucks. I could be meditating when I am standing in the supermarket queue, because I don't need a specific time, specific place. Is this what you mean Raj Yoga meditation is?
Absolutely. Because say for example, when I'm having a cup of tea, whether at home or in a restaurant somewhere, or a cup of coffee, wherever, the actual action of giving the physical body sustenance is a very simple act. It doesn't require my intellect to be focused on, is the cup full, how many times do I put in the sugar, I've done it once or I haven't done it, and that's it. But the rest of the time, I'm cogitating, I'm reflecting, I'm thinking about past, I'm thinking about future, I'm thinking about all sorts of things that I don't need to be thinking of. And meditation says, well, those are the moments which are very valuable. Those are the times when, instead of just letting the energy of the mind scatter here and there and serve no purpose, I can actually focus my mind and turn inwards and connect with the inner being and my own inner values, so that then I can come to a state of higher awareness whilst I'm doing simple things like waiting in a supermarket.
So what is the direction of my mind at that time? Is it just for me? Where do I tell my mind to go?
You've actually hit it absolutely on the spot. Meditation is everything to do with my own inner world within. And that first and foremost means looking at my mind. Where is my mind going? And just a simple act of looking and seeing, where are my thoughts going? That's the first step of meditation. And when you become aware that your thoughts are actually not going anywhere, they're going just simply to a dead end most of the time. They're going around in the same pattern, the same circle. And there's no creativity coming in within your thoughts. There isn't anything new that's being generated out of your own mind. That's when you realize that meditation means to channel the mind in a very specific way, to use my thoughts to be able to create something very beautiful within and connect with the original truth and beauty which is within the inner self.
That's the supermarket of meditation. So many different schools of meditation. What is different about Raj Yoga meditation?
Yes, there are meditations which help you relax, and that's wonderful. Because if the body is relaxed, then that's a great advantage to physical health. Because when the body gets tensed up, as it does nowadays with so many stressful situations, the impact of that is there's many repercussions on our physical health. So if the meditation you're doing is simply for relaxation, carry on with it. Raj Yoga meditation, because it's helping you go inside, it has a tremendously calming and soothing effect, a relaxing effect on the physical body, where I've been feeling a little bit tense for whatever reason. Just go inside and you'll find that the body relaxes very comfortably, very easily. And then yes, where my feelings and my emotions have been a little bit battered for whatever reason, and there's a thousand different things that keep happening in our lives today, at that moment, if I just take that 1 second, literally it's a second, to choose whether to react outside, and of course then the emotional storm will get even further, it'll get worse and worse, or if at that moment I decide I'm going to go inside, I'm going to connect with the original truth that is within my own being, I'm going to come back to my own inner dignity, so that whatever is going on outside stays out there. And I become the creator of my own feelings and my emotions in my own inner world. And then, within that moment, I'm connecting with myself. My self-respect is restored. And I come outside and I can face the world with my dignity that nobody else can take away from me. And so it's still the same situation. I don't even have to leave the room. I simply have to use my awareness and go back inwards. And when I can do this, then yes, my own self-esteem and my own state of dignity is able to create a different vibration in the room. And probably I'm going to be able to create an atmosphere of peace in which others also calm down, and the response is going to be a very different one to what it would have been otherwise.
So all this in 1 second?
All this.
So what I think changes to vibrations, and you think people can feel, oh, she's shifted, or there's a change in there. People pick these vibrations up just by you switching to a higher awareness?
Think about how quickly fear is transmitted.
Yes.
If I see something and I get scared and I'm afraid, well, that fear, people don't know what it is I've seen, but they felt my response of fear.
Immediately.
And yeah, that response spreads throughout the room and people get concerned what's going on. So if we see the negative side, which has such a visible impact, the positive has a quieter, more gentle impact. It's not like a sledgehammer like the negative, but it's a very powerful impact nonetheless, and it has that positive calming influence. And they won't say, you make me peaceful, but they'll begin to feel peace at that moment. And so, yes, how long does it take to create a thought? It's less than a second, less than a moment, because in 1 second many, many thoughts are flying through my mind. And so going in, 1 moment, and coming out and seeing others with a very different vision, not as people who are attacking me, not as people who are my enemies, but as my colleagues, as my friends, as my family.
So if I use, Sister Jandi, if I use this thought at that moment when there's a heated argument or there's a conflict in a room, or and I have this thought that I am going to react peacefully, and that peaceful reaction that I create, or the thought that I create within myself, will allow my team, my teammates, to actually also respond in that peace.
Just visualize that situation. Here's a group of 5 of us,
yeah,
and 4 of them are reacting together, and I consciously choose not to react with a level of competition or aggression or chaos, but just stay very peaceful and calm. They'll carry on with
their work,
things,
yes.
But they'll look towards me at some point and they'll say, "Well, what do you think?" And I'll say very calmly, just with that tone of voice even, because my state of mind is reflected in the quality of my voice too. And so if at that moment I respond saying, "But maybe there's another way to look at it, and maybe there's a different way we can respond," and definitely it will stop them in their tracks and they'll say, "Okay, tell us more."
What would be, you've really got me fired into thinking that if this is possible at my workplace, this is possible in my home, and the impact is so fast, what's the baby steps to meditate? Do I get a yoga mat, clear a space in my room? What do I do?
You can get a yoga mat if you did, if you want to, and I'm sure business of yoga mats will go fast. But the important thing is to clear space in your mind. And yes, it's very helpful to have a specific spot where you meditate every day, and you can decide that this is the little corner where I'm going to meditate. Some people find it relaxing to sit on the floor, cross-legged or semi-lotus posture, but some people find it a bit tough. You might prefer to find a chair and just sit comfortably on the chair.
So comfort is key then.
Yes, because discomfort is a distraction for the mind. If I try sitting on the floor and then I can't get up, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah, not a floor person.
And so a chair in which you can be not so comfortable and laid back that you fall asleep, but comfort in the sense that the body is calm, it's still, it's stable, and the mind can be free.
Not a bed. You wouldn't recommend meditating on a bed.
Dangerous.
Too relaxing.
Dangerous. Our brains are programmed. And what happens is that when we relax, then the next thing that our brain is telling our body to do is time for sleep.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so when we're meditating and we're telling the body, relax, we don't want the mind to fall asleep. And so it's 2 mixed messages. But this is why some people, when they begin to meditate, very quickly they doze off. But this is the reason, because there's a programming in the mind, in the brain. And so no, bed's not the right place. But definitely, yes, a comfortable posture in which you can have the body that's comfortable and quiet, and start looking inside. Instead of the things out there, the things out here, which is what we're usually accustomed to doing, we're constantly reacting to external stimuli. And now for a moment we're saying, the world outside is there, but I want to go on a journey. I want to go inwards, and I want to see what's going on in my mind. And just the simple act of going inwards, looking at the mind, means that the mind begins to slow down. I'm now watching my thoughts. I'm seeing where are my thoughts going. And when I can do this, I can also be selective about the quality of thoughts I choose to have.
Sometimes, Sister Jayanti, this is what I feel. Sometimes when you take a moment to reflect on your thoughts and you're at that space of stillness and you're watching where your thoughts can actually frighten you. Your thoughts can come from a fearful place, can come from a doubting place. What do I do? Do I shift my thinking? What am I telling myself when I have a fearful thought? When I have a thought of concern or worry, because I'm looking at it and I'm seeing I'm really worried about my health, or I'm really worried about my children, I'm really worried if I'll get through this interview or not. I'm watching my thoughts and they are creating reactions. Instead of relaxing, what do I do with these thoughts?
I have to understand that whatever I'm going to create in my own mind is actually what's going to happen outside. Because if I'm going to create thoughts about worrying about my health, it's going to have a direct impact on my health, and my health is not going to be very strong. It's going to become weak and there's going to be problems arising. If I'm already creating thoughts about my failure in an interview, guess what's going to happen?
You fail. You create that reality, you mean, by your thinking.
Sports people have understood this very, very well. And this mechanism of actually being able to visualize something and be able to achieve it is something that's used by sportsmen and sportswomen in a very powerful way. I know at least 3 Olympic gold winners, and each one of them have told me that one was in his 30s, and in terms of sports, that's old.
Yeah.
And so he'd already participated in a couple of Olympics before, and now this was going to be his 3rd one. And he was told, "You're too old." But there was something driving in him that made him say, "I want to do this." And he programmed himself, and he was able to do it. But afterwards he said, "Instead of bronze, I could have got a gold. If I'd been able firmer in my determination,
to
my
see commitment." That gold, you mean? To see achieving that?
That's right. And another woman, and she had been ill. And she was young, but she had been ill. And people told her a year before the Olympics, "Forget it, you're never going to be able to train enough." And she decided that even though at a time when her body couldn't train, she would train her mind. And she was training her mind for several months. And then by the time her body was able to train, it was fine, and she got a gold. And so these are 2 stories, but there's plenty more also. So whatever it is our mind begins to think, it's actually a prophecy that we have created, and that prophecy will be fulfilled. And so never mind achieving gold in Olympics, only a handful can do that. But say, for example, I go for a work interview, and I'm already having self-doubt. I'm already feeling maybe, maybe not, it's not going to work. What's the impact on the panel that's interviewing me?
They can feel your nervousness.
Yeah. They're going to pick it up, and they're going to say, "Well, there's 500 more candidates.
Yeah.
Better we go for one of the others rather than this one. She's not even sure of herself." And if I walk in, not with ego, because people react to ego also, but confident, secure, in that there's something valuable I have that I can offer.
So this is brilliant. I think we should try this. The next time I learn cooking, I'll visualize. Everyone loves the food. It's come out perfect instead of it burning, and I'm sure it will happen. That's all for today. Meditation has been so simplified by you. It's something that anybody can do, and its benefits are tremendous. At our next talk, we will be discussing more in depth about the impact of meditation, not only as in lifestyle, but what exactly the word means and why the meaning of that word is the reality that you will create. Sister Jayanti, meditation sounds simply the way we talk to ourselves, the way we put thoughts in our own mind. It's perhaps a good moment to take for you to show us how to meditate and what to say to ourselves when we meditate.
Let's try it. It's a very simple thing, and the best thing is to put both feet on the ground so that your body can be balanced and relaxed, and probably just take a deep breath. And as I take my breath in, I become aware that this breath is the life force for the physical body, that my thoughts are part of the inner living being, the spiritual being that I am. And it is this inner being, the spiritual being, that determines what's happening within the physical body. And I create thoughts that can allow this body to relax. I can feel my feet, my legs, my back, my shoulders, my arms, letting go of the tension that I've built up inside. I can even let go of the tension that I'm holding in my face, so that even the muscles in my face relax. And I visualize the inner being, the being of light, in the center of the forehead. And in this awareness, I see myself in my original, perfect state of goodness, of beauty, of truth. This is how I used to be, and I now remind myself that this is how I am, deep down within. I had forgotten this and become caught up in the external, but now understanding that I am this being within, I connect with that goodness within. And in this awareness of who I truly am, the light within shines. Having forgotten myself, the light had been extinguished, and there was darkness. But now, aware of this inner being, the light of truth, the light of peace, begins to shine. I remember, I am a being of peace. I am a being that was originally clean and pure. In this awareness, peace radiates out throughout my physical body. Light radiates out into this precious physical chariot of mine, and it heals, it soothes, and even energizes, and peace goes out further, out into the room, out into the world, and in peace I am content that all is well and all will be well. Holding this awareness, I let my thoughts come back to the awareness of my physical situation and the time here and now. And the things that are waiting to be done, but now, with peace, with goodness.
That was amazing. I must admit, the sound of your voice, the beautiful words that you spoke, yes, I was calmer, but after a minute or so, my mind raced to the things I have to do, the questions I have to ask. It just raced to the things, normal things that I need to handle. Perhaps what would be great is we dig deep into this word meditation, and you spoke about the being of light. Where is that being of light? Who is it? Is it about, you're talking about me? All these thoughts came up, so I think that would be very interesting to understand and dig deep into this word meditation, what it means. It must come from somewhere, and so perhaps that would be something that we would like to be taking up next.
Surely we'll do
that.
Thank you
for being with us. More to come on the idea of meditation and its simplifications.
I'm a peace.